Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your As an Edge morning market update. And we're seeing a mixed grain market this morning with corn a little bit lower and soybeans a little bit higher. China did announce that they're going to limit some imports of corn, and that is creating a bit of a negative tone this morning. May corn at 430.5 down 5, July 444 down 5 and 3 quarters, December at 470.5 down 4 and a quarter. May soybeans at 1190, that's up 4 and 3 quarters. July 1203 and 3 quarters, up 4 and a half. November beans 1188 and a quarter, up 5 and 3 quarters. Combination of a weaker dollar along with stronger energy prices pushing the beans higher this morning. May soybean oil 49.32 is up 108 or up about 2.25%. Meal at 331.30, that's down 210. May crush at 81 even, that's up 275. New crop at 107.25, that's currently up 1. Wheat under a little bit of pressure this morning. May Chicago 554.5, that's down 2.5. Kansas City 570, down 5.5 on the May futures. Minneapolis 633 and 3 quarters, down a penny. May rice 16.18, that's down 11. May cotton 91.99, down 77. And July cotton 92.80, down 51. But new crop at 84.46 is up 11. June live cattle right now, 176.55, that's up 123. We've been as high as 177.50 and as low as 174.45, so we've had a 300-point range so far today in the cattle market. The market is attempting to recover after yesterday's swoon based on the bird flu incident in Texas, wherein a dairy worker did contract bird flu, and that report did create a rather sudden and painful market sell-off. Feeders recovering also. We're at 245.90. That's up 323. We've been as high as 246.20 and as low as 241.20. So, again, big ranges, and we should expect a lot of choppy volatility until this situation is sorted out. June lean hogs at 104.47. That's up 98. May milk 15.75. That's down 11. May orange juice 371.15, down 210. Crude oil 84.76, that's up 105. We did trade as high as 85.46, which is pretty good resistance above the 85 level. So at least so far today, we've rejected that. We've been as low as 83.85. Diesel moving higher. We're at 268.18. That's up 5.5 cents a gallon. Unleaded at 273.22. That's up 2.25 cents a gallon. Natural gas at 186 is currently up 3. Gold 22.79 up $22. Silver 25.77 up about 70 cents. Gold got precariously close to that 2300 level before backing off. The dollar is actually lower this morning despite higher interest rates. We're at 104.79 down 22. Been as high as 105.10. There is pretty good chart resistance at that 105 to 105.10 level, and the market was rejected. Wall Street having a bit of indigestion this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average 39,138, down 428, down about 1%. Weaker healthcare stocks are one notable issue this morning. S&P 500 51.92, that's down 51, just about 1%. NASDAQ Composite 16,164, that's down 232, or just about 1.5%. Culprit behind this was a spike in interest rates this morning. We did test some new highs for the year. It's a very young year, but these were new recent highs, and that did start the stocks off with a bit of a problem. These rates, though, are beginning to reverse a little bit. The 2 years at 4.69, currently down 1 basis point. We'd been as high as 4.73. The 10-year at 4.35 is still up 4 basis points. We traded as high as 4.40, which was a 50% retracement of the recent move we had in the bonds. But again, we are backing down below that, and the tension seems to be easing a bit. The 30-year at 4.50 is up 6 basis points after being as high as 4.54. This is Sterling Smith from gray, cloudy, and gloomy Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.